Good morning. My name is Caroline Garcia. I'm a senior at Millbrook High School, and I'm currently undecided on where I'll be attending in the fall. I've been involved at Webb Memorial since before I could walk, from being a baby in the nursery to volunteering at the nursery, volunteering at Vacation Bible School, a church internship, or being part of the high school leadership team. Webb Memorial is a fundamental aspect of who I am. Galatians 3:28 states, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." The first word that comes to mind when I read this verse and sums up my experience at Webb Memorial is stability. Stability to me is the consistent nature of something through the chaos and constant change that is life. Stability can be a person, a place, an experience, or a feeling. Stability can be knowing that every Sunday at 5 p.m., my friends and youth leaders will be there to greet me with open arms. Stability can be the safety that I feel whenever I talk to Christopher, Chip, Genevieve, Bailey, or any and all of the Webb Memorial staff, and knowing that my voice will always be heard and valued. Stability can even be something as simple as the coffee in the morning at church, giving me a pick-me-up after a long night of studying. It is always exciting to try new things and branch out of your comfort zone, but I believe that there is power and beauty and consistency in life, and especially in the church experience. One of the most stable parts of my time in the church has been the valuable group of youth that I've grown up with. There has never been a time when we were strangers. Some of these people I've known since before I can remember, and others I've had the pleasure of getting to know over the years. But the community we have built makes any friendship feel infinite. We all come from different backgrounds, go to different schools, and often have very different interests, but the one thing that connects us is the Holy Spirit, for as Galatians says, we are all one in Christ Jesus. The group of youth at our church has offered me a sense of stability and comfort through my time in the church and through the highs and the lows of my childhood and now into adulthood, as crazy as that is to say. The connection that we all share surpasses any obstacles that we each face, and we help each other get through the hardships as if they were our own. One example of this happened one night 2 years ago in November. At 10 p.m. on a Saturday, my car battery decided to die in the Chipotle parking lot. My parents were asleep at the time, so I decided to get the next best thing, teenagers. While my car was on the way to Heaven's Gate, I was on the phone with my fellow senior, Sam Livengood, who happened to be accompanied by our other youth, Joshua and Ty. As soon as they heard that my car died, they said, "We're on the way." Their instant support and eagerness to help exhibited their unconditional kindness and helpfulness that they have always shown me. Although, as soon as they arrived, I asked, "So do you know how to jumpstart a car?" And the response I received was, "No clue." Well, we were not successful in starting my car. All three of them stayed with me in the Chipotle parking lot in the freezing cold while AAA came and replaced my car battery. It was moments like those that showed how some things can stay stable amidst the chaos that can ensue, and that would be the people that I've met along the way. Senior year might be the biggest catalyst for change in our lives so far. We're all deciding on where we want to go to college, what we want to do with our lives, what faith means in our lives, or even who we are. Change is exciting and it is necessary, but what I'm cherishing in these last few months in Raleigh is the stability that is present in my experience at Webb Memorial and that I feel being around the friends that I love dearly. This summer will be my final high school trip with Webb Memorial at Montreat, which I have attended since freshman year, and will be cherishing one more time with the people that I love the most. I still have a lot to learn in regards to faith, growing up as a Presbyterian, but what I do know is that there is comfort and stability, comfort in the love that Jesus has for us, and his love and presence is steadfast in my life. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Sydney Lemansky, and I am a senior at Brunn. I do not yet know where I'm going next year. One thing I feel that I've struggled with, especially in the last year or so, and what I'm sure everyone has experienced as well, is pressure, whether it be from school, work, society, pressure to have it all together and figured out, pressure to show up and be the best every day. With wanting to get into different schools and programs, I felt the pressure to do more and be more. I feel that this constant stress has distracted me from connecting with God, who accepts me just as I am, and it was important for me to realize that perfect is impossible, something none of us can achieve. Last year, for our final project for my English course, we did a huge research paper. We all got to pick our own topics, but when trying to find multiple unbiased sources, it proved to be really hard for everybody. Every single person in the class was really stressed out, and our end-of-year grades were on the line. However, it made me feel better knowing that everyone was facing similar struggles with their paper and that everyone was willing to help make edits and support each other, especially for some people who saved it to the last minute. Whoops. So we all had something in common there. At the end of the day, no matter how much we are or aren't doing, we are all of the same in God's eyes. No matter where you come from, what you believe, we all have the ability to connect with one another. I've noticed this at work when I'm serving and working with my coworkers from a variety of different backgrounds, as well as at school. I think realizing everyone is going through something, whether it is known to others or not, has helped me to understand what showing grace may look like, something we've been talking a lot about recently in Sunday school. Although everyone is on a different path, I believe it's important to try to meet people where they are. For the past 2 years, I have been a CAPS buddy. CAPS buddy is a program at Braun High School where juniors and seniors are paired with freshmen and then are put in an advisory, or what many schools would call a homeroom, together for the whole school year. Every year, freshmen are randomly assigned CAPS buddies, so when I was a freshman, I had 2 CAPS buddies too. When thinking about it, CAPS buddies are an experience of God's grace in high school. It's like an acknowledgement that you're not going to do this perfectly. You'll need help and guidance. And I've really enjoyed giving real advice, being helpful, and just getting to know all of my freshmen. I think part of us all being God's children means we will support and be there for each other no matter what. I'm thankful for White Memorial and the memories I have with the youth group here, from Sunday school when I was little to mission trips, retreats, and vacation Bible school. Youth group has always been a place where I felt some of the pressure lift from my life. It didn't matter where you were coming from, what you were wearing, what you believed, the youth and their opinions and ideas have always been welcomed. I'm so grateful to have the awesome youth staff that has always been open to conversations and the community here that has always supported me. On youth retreats, it was always a fun way to bond with everyone, regardless of school and other stressors happening back home. A place that I really experienced encouragement and felt supported is Coffee and Spirituality. It is a once-a-month youth group program on a Sunday night for both middle and high schoolers to come ask questions with a relaxed coffee house vibe. What is really unique is that we invite everyone to write down one or more questions on a note card, and then we turn them in anonymously. Then we all help answer the questions. It's really cool to hear from people older than you and the adults, but it's also fun to hear the wisdom from the younger kids too. This program has helped to take some of the pressure off of not knowing all the answers in church as well. The chance to be open about questions and struggles has been an important part of youth group to me, knowing that nothing can separate us from God's love. Let us continue to welcome people with open arms, whether it be at school, at work, or at church, and support people with love. Perfect is impossible, but we are and always will be children of God. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Cece Chavetta. I'm a senior at St. Mary's, and I do not yet know where I'll be attending college in the fall. I just want to give a little heads up before I begin. This message does contain references to some mental health battles. We'll start at the very beginning of middle school. Of all the novelties that came with sixth grade, the tiny, quiet, blue-haired girl who was assigned to sit next to me in science class was admittedly on the edge of my radar. I was cordial, of course, but considered her an acquaintance. Between classes, I would offer her a quick wave or a smile and move about with my day, thinking nothing of the interaction. This is why it came as a shock to me when she confided that she had 3 friends. 2 of them were online, and I was the 3rd. Later that week, she pulled up her sleeve, but not before making me swear I wouldn't tell anyone. What could make an 11-year-old girl hurt like this? After much thought, I notified my teacher about what I'd seen. My classmate disappeared after that, returning towards the end of the year, her worn sweatshirt replaced by shimmering bracelets that extended up her arms. She didn't mention what had happened in those months until 2 years later, when she told me and a group of our classmates how she'd been reported for cutting in sixth grade. I was immensely relieved when she expressed how she'd gotten the help she needed. I realized I should seek out interactions with people intentionally, because I never know when one interaction could change or even save a life. It was during an eighth grade game of truth or dare that I was tasked with a truly terrifying challenge. say hello to Mrs. B. There was no one more feared than the behavioral correction specialist who prowled the hallways of my middle school searching for troublemakers. As I walked past her in the lunchroom, I whispered a quiet, hello. She did not grab me by my ear as I had witnessed her do to a boy three times her size days before, but instead asked me my name. I was paralyzed by fear, but that quickly dissolved. My greeting unleashed a personal monologue hidden within her. Standing there for upwards of 20 minutes, I listened as she told me about her dream to visit Alaska, her family, and the ache of loneliness. I accomplished something no middle schooler I knew had ever accomplished. I made a friend out of Miss B. Over the next months, our relationship blossomed. She generously offered me clothes and jewelry from her childhood, along with hard-earned life advice. As I grew to better understand her, my perception of Mrs. B transformed. I now saw her as a whole person and a fierce friend, a woman full of compassion and fiery dedication towards her job. If you had asked me as a little kid what I shared in common with the children in my grade at church, I probably would have told you all of our moms make us wake up super early on Sunday mornings, put on uncomfortable clothes, and go to Sunday school. But mash the same collection of kids together for 10 plus, some of us almost 18 years, and you start to find other common threads. Through years of vacation, Bible school, youth group, choir, and retreats, we've made memories together. Treats after youth choir, not one, but two accidental dips into Montreat's Lake Susan. Shout out to Sam Norman and Ty Strickland. Host youth group Moe's outings, unmatched intensity during board games, and all sneaking into someone's room to watch some awful movie after all the adults have fallen asleep on retreats. See, I can tell you all that now because we're graduating. Somewhere along the lines, as we made each memory, I began to realize something. Our surface level differences are insignificant, because we share something between us that is so much more substantial than any differences in extracurricular activity or friend group or team or school or academic or social standing or pronoun, because we're all God's children. And that's enough. All of these connections happen by chance, but they taught me that everyone yearns to be seen and known, as we heard in our Psalms passage, which read, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. I, like most everyone, seek to be seen and known and have been incredibly blessed to grow up in a church family that has let me know from the start that, in fact, I am. Ministers, Sunday school teachers, choir leaders, and peers have all been a part of showing me God's love and showing me that I belong. I hope I've been able to bring some of that into the world with me. I've learned from my accidental encounters to seek out these connections intentionally, and through doing so, I have come across so many beautifully complex people with worthy stories. In a restaurant, I spoke at length with an alcoholic ex-Marine about friendship. At the airport, I consoled a woman experiencing a crisis. Walking on a beach, I discussed grief with a woman I met in passing. On a lengthy Uber ride, I talked with my driver about xenophobia, cultural norms, religious views, stereotypes, and familial relations. Each encounter was interesting and also deeply moving. I often receive hugs, tears, and once a free burger, but always a new friend and a valuable connection. Each of these people I met has taught me to slow down and listen hard. Hard enough to hear beyond the noise of what everyone else has to say about someone. Because buried under all of that noise, there's a person, and that person is a child of God. I wonder how many people are out there in this world hurting and misunderstood, simply waiting for the chance to feel seen and heard. Acceptance is powerful, but love is life-changing. Thank you.